This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Major developments this week in Springfield on sports betting and a capital bill with just 3 weeks left in the spring session of the Illinois General Assembly. Jack Titchener is here to preview tonight's edition of Illinois Lawmakers at 7:30 on WSIU TV. But before we dig into those topics, Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature fair tax proposal appears to be running into trouble in the House, Jack.
It is. Everything the governor wants to do to try and clean up the state's fiscal mess hangs on that fair tax proposal and getting it on to next year's general election ballot. You know, you'll recall the Senate Democrats did their part last week by sending their version of a progressive income tax over to the House on a 40-19 vote last week. Now comes word, though, that at least two Democrats in the House are publicly pledging to withhold their votes on the fair tax unless they get a much stronger promise of property tax relief in that final package. Rich Miller's on the program from Capital Facts tonight. He says that the House Democrats only have about three votes to spare to put that graduated income tax amendment on next year's ballot, and if passed as prologue, any individual defections can spark an exodus of lawmakers who are skittish of voting for a tax increase, even if it's a tax increase on the top 3% of the state's wealthiest earners. So kind of like when one or two people sneeze, a lot of people can catch a cold when it comes to taking a vote.
Sure, and at the same time, we're hearing a lot of buzz about a readjustment to what the state brought in terms of income tax revenues for the past year.
That's right. The state controller, Susana Mendoza, is reporting the state took in $1.5 billion more this year than expected. Now, that's going to make up most of the projected $1.6 billion deficit for the current year. The governor has decided to use that money to avoid skipping part of next year's pension payment, which was part of his way of balancing next year's budget. Skipping part of the pension payment wasn't very popular with lawmakers and folks on Wall Street, so he's getting good marks for that. But Susana Mendoza is saying they're still triaging about $6 to $7 billion of overdue bills.
So good news, but not great news.
Right.
And
right.
Illinois, you mentioned property taxes earlier. Illinois still ranks toward the top of all 50 states when it comes to those property tax rates.
Right, and that's why the two House lawmakers I was talking about are really concerned about that. There was some modest property tax relief in the bill that came over from the Senate last week, but it's not enough to make the kind of dent in it that they think will be meaningful for property tax owners, taxpayers, excuse me.
That's all kind of, you know, in the mix. Mm-hmm. We're starting to hear some details, though, on sports betting as well as a capital bill. What's coming?
Well, the two major players on both of these issues are on this week's program. Riverside House Democrat Mike Selewski is the lead sponsor of sports betting in his chamber. He just released a new version of the bill that it tries to get all the stakeholders on board, like the existing casinos, horse racing tracks, off-track betting parlors, video gaming establishments, pretty much everybody who's in on the game. You've also got the online betting players wanting a piece of the action. Major League professional sports leagues also want a piece of the pie. It's enormously complicated. Springfield Republican Tim Butler's on the show. He points out there's also this whole thing about geographical interest because of places like Chicago and Walker's Bluff. They want a cut of the action as well. They want their own casino licenses. So this is extremely complicated.
And speaking of extremely complicated, a short amount of time left. Mm-hmm. What about capital?
A plan is moving forward. It just passed out of the House Revenue Committee yesterday. It's basically a $2.5 billion proposal a year. It raises the state's gasoline tax by as much as 25 cents. But this is the first take on that bill.
Jack, thanks very much. Illinois lawmakers tonight at 7:30 on WSIU-TV. I'm Jennifer Fuller.